This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hour on Friday, the 17th of January. En français, it's January. You knew that, Jennifer, right? January, yes. February.
That's not true at all.
What do you mean it's not true?
It's janvier and février. Oh, my
God. Janvier. Oh, well. My clothes.
You tried.
See, the trouble is that
everybody's listening. Don't be a French shamer.
Paying attention. Right. Attention, please.
And I'm not talking to Kara. I'm talking to you.
Kmart shoppers. Jennifer Horn is here. And Kara Schillen, you've heard from both of them already. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria's voice is gonzo. Maybe over the weekend it'll get better. Let's hope so. Hold on for the ride as we work into whatever stunning things have happened in the 24 hours from which or in which we haven't spoken. The situation with the impeachment. I was listening to a number. I paid attention yesterday, Jennifer. I was listening to your station, KRLA. I was listening to KBC, and I was listening to KFI. And I found that on, well, Mark Levin is somebody who I actually quite like as a person, but I have a real hard time listening to him on the air because everybody is, you're either a patriot or you're a liar and you're not a good American. Anyway, so we got that taken care of. And then Ben Shapiro, I listened to him for a while. When is he going to graduate from high school? Is that
37.
Oh, is he? Oh, okay. All right. He's got a lot of information, though, that's for sure. He really is
very
smart. Big on info. He's smart. Not exactly the warmest. But anyway, so that's not, I'm not here to criticize other people who are on the air. We have to keep our fingers crossed that we're on the stations. Well, we're not costing anybody any money, so we'll stay on the stations we're on. A lot of people have lost their jobs this week in radio, and a lot of people are talking about it, actually. The people that are on the air that are getting fired before they get yanked off the air. It's a bloodbath. Again, that's the way the business is going. But if you find some of your local hosts on some of the stations that are carrying this program are disappearing, it's probably because it's an iHeart station and they've decided to, other than the talk stations, they'll put a lot of their own programming on maybe where they haven't before, but they only want one live voice on each station. So, that's another story and a half. So let's find out how things, if we were to quickly summarize what's going on in the national discussion. Listen to Ben Shapiro for his entire program. You'd think the only thing going on was the impeachment. And it's the same stuff over
it's
and over again.
Significant, though.
What's new?
The trial started yesterday. That's what's new.
What happened? You don't know because nobody's in there.
No, they got sworn in, and that was...
No, but I mean the news media is not allowed in for the most part, right?
Yeah, which is great.
Finally got in there or not?
Not only is it fun to hear that the senators are not going to be able to speak, which is difficult for politicians, and that they're not allowed to have devices, but one of the stories is that reporters are also going to be restricted. And apparently a lot of people are thinking this is going to be pretty hard to cover the event. I think everybody thought that it was going to be quite easy, but the stuff that they showed yesterday, it was very ceremonial to start things. The Senate formally received the articles of impeachment from the case managers. They did another walk. I was laughing so hard. My partner in Los Angeles, Brian Whitman, was imitating all of these poor people who were trying to walk from the House of Representatives
right
over to the Senate, these case managers. The walk was easier for some than for others. And once they arrived in the Senate, then Adam Schiff and others were reading the articles of impeachment. Then the Supreme Court Justice, John Roberts, and the full Senate were sworn in. And then it kind of showed just what the restrictions are going to look like. And this is kind of interesting. Security was really beefed up, I guess, apparently at the Capitol. There were 10 uniformed Capitol police officers instead of 2 managing the corridor going into the Senate chamber. In the Senate basement, where reporters often wait around to ask senators questions, there were at least a dozen officers gathered to enforce new rules, which were set up by the Sergeant of Arms in the Senate, Michael Stenger. He was appointed by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. All throughout the Capitol building, reporters were prevented from stopping to wait for senators or talking to them outside the designated media areas. Senators were also given cards by the Capitol Police that suggested phrases for fending off unwanted approaches, including, please get out of my way, you are preventing me from doing my job. So these guys are not allowed to talk to anybody. Much like a jury, you're not supposed to discuss the case, and that's going to be difficult, especially for the senators who are running for office who want to be able to use this to at least find some attention for themselves. Bernie Sanders had a press conference, but he was speaking in generalities more than anything else yesterday because he's just not really allowed to talk about much. So I think this is, as much as you, I understand, the appetite for it is over. Believe me, my appetite for this never began. But now that we're here, just from a historic perspective, I find this stuff really interesting to see how it all operates and how it's supposed to work. So
yeah, well, I remember a lot of it from when Clinton was impeached, and it wasn't any great shakes then. Although, to go back to Ben Shapiro for a minute, I want to move on to the presidential sweepstakes, if that's what they're going to be called. He spent 14 minutes, I looked at my watch, came out of the newscast and started right away talking about Michael Bloomberg and how Michael Bloomberg may do this and might do that and could do and yada yada, which I thought was pretty interesting. He gave all that time to Bloomberg and didn't really say anything. He wasn't positive. He wasn't excited in the sense that he was, wow, like, I'm excited about Michael Bloomberg running for president and the possibility of him being the president.
I think that Bloomberg was the top, because Ben will switch it around a little bit. Like yesterday or the day before, he spent all that time talking about Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and going back and forth. Yesterday, what probably prompted his discussion was a couple of things. One, Michael Bloomberg was on The View. That was number one. And then number two is that there was an article that came out, and I have to remember where it came from, that said basically what I've been saying all along. Michael Bloomberg has a great chance against Trump if he can win the primary. Yeah. And there's a very small chance, and I still believe that, much to the chagrin of you and maybe Victoria, that he has a chance to win the primary. I think he's, look, I don't pretend to be smarter than Michael Bloomberg. He knows what's right for himself, but he's running a campaign against Donald Trump right now, and that's not going to work in the current system. I mean, it's unfortunate for him, but he's got to be able to play to the base so that he can win the primary, so that he can actually get to an election with Trump. I think strategically he's making a mistake. But
no, I wouldn't. I think he's a lot smarter than most anybody or everybody else, and probably knows a few things from his analytics that most others do not don't know. So let's see where. I don't want to necessarily promote all these other people's radio programs, but I do think that it's interesting to get a perspective, and I don't often have the time to do that. But I did as I was driving around the car yesterday afternoon. I also heard conversation about Kellyanne Conway being on Fox News and being asked a number of times to refute claims from Rudy or from Lev Parnas, who's Rudy's friend, that the president was fully aware of what he was up to in Ukraine. So she didn't give a straight answer. Did you watch any of that video or hear?
I saw the headlines and it made me laugh because she was doing what she always does. Kellyanne never confirms or denies anything. If you watch her in all of her interviews, she's not an idiot. She's not going to ever let anybody get her cornered into something. And so she constantly gives those type of answers. That's why people laugh about her and say alternative facts, because she came up with that term, but she also refuses to be pinned down to yes or no. She's kind of savvy in that department, where a lot of politicians will get themselves in trouble saying yes or no, and then it comes back to get them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
what is she,
I don't know.
You say she's a politician. Is she running for something after this?
Oh, no, I don't think she's a politician. I said like other politicians might.
Yeah.
She, like Bloomberg, should not be underestimated, as you just made the point. She's, I believe, one of the ones. I mean, I think a lot of the win of President Trump had to do with him. I think he did great work, and he has a lot of energy out there, and he knew where to go. But the reason he knew where to go is because of Kellyanne. She was able to identify a lot of holes where I think Democrats assumed they would just slide to victory because of what had happened in the past years with Obama. But there were a lot of vulnerabilities in the polls. People were disappointed with Obama at the end of his presidency. And so those places are the places that were exploited by the Trump campaign. He went there a lot. He talked to people a lot. They spent a lot of money advertising there. And she, her her smarts, as much as people like to try to play off that she's dumb, I think are what helped him really seal it up in the Electoral College.
The quote of the week is, I think you call me a liar.
I know, it's great.
And that may take the cake.
But my favorite is Tom Steyer at the end of that. So what you're referring to is Bernie and Elizabeth Warren after the debate, the snub heard around the world, where Elizabeth Warren runs into Bernie like a freight train saying, I think you called me a liar on national television. Uh-huh. And he was smart enough to realize there are microphones all around. So he walked away. I'm actually complimenting Bernie for being aware of where he was. But Tom Steyer, who's got like zero skills about what's appropriate, gets into the middle of these two and says, I just wanted to say hi, Bernie. Like he was fanboying on Bernie Sanders.
There we go. How do you do? Nice to see you. Everything okay? The Ayatollah has been quoted today talking about the Iran missile strikes, that it was a slap on the face of the U.S. And so I wonder, this is whether, I thought he was smart enough to kind of go away and not, given what's going on with his own people, but he doesn't seem to be that smart. Either that or he's so damned arrogant that it doesn't seem to fall into...
Well, I think he's trying to save face
with
people.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's good.
I mean, what's happening in his country is pretty significant.
Mm-hmm. Liz Cheney, we finish off our conversation about politics, who's the highest-ranking Republican woman in the House, was speculated to be a candidate for that open Senate seat in Wyoming, but apparently she doesn't want to run for it. Why? Would she be an easy win for her, right? Wouldn't that be an easy win for her?
Maybe she's got other plans. Maybe she wants to move around. Maybe she sees room for herself in the leadership of the Republican Party that may be more beneficial. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, the other person who's running is Cynthia Lummis, who is a former congresswoman out there. A number of Republicans running to try to get into that seat. Why is Mike Enzi not running again?
What's
his deal? I don't know that much about it. Wyoming politics. But at any rate, that's that scoop. And so I think we've... who is the liberal hack? The CNN reporter who's called...
Manu Raju.
Yeah. And what was the circumstance under which that was done?
He just went running after Martha McSally, the senator from Arizona. She's up for election. She's the one that was appointed after John Kyle left, after John McCain died. So this is McCain's seat that's up. And so he came running after her, trying to ask her a question. She's like, I'm not talking to you, you liberal hack. And, of course, she was celebrated by the right.
Right. Go get him.
You know, fired on from the left, and there you go.
There you go. All right.
Such a lot of ground these days.
It is. It'll calm down. The Bible doesn't tell me so, but the stars tell me that it's going to calm down. So see if that's right. Meanwhile, those of you who are losing weight, congratulations to you. You got on a good program, did you? I'm going to ask you some questions about what you're doing. You're happy. You're losing weight. You're confident you're going to keep it off when the program is over, all those things, and probably many more questions I can ask you about what are you doing, whatever it is that you're doing, if you're not on the Calitrin weight loss program, which involves you taking four of their capsules at night before you go to bed, having a good night's rest, and then as you stay on the program 4, 5, 6 months, you lose the weight consistently, keep it off, get into a little bit of an exercise program, hoo-ha, and you're going to feel fabulous. That's how to lose weight. That's the science of losing weight. The healing effects of collagen, which is the main ingredient in Calitrin. Lots of other side benefits as well. So let's get to the reason that I'm talking about this specifically now, because people have pretty much settled into a diet program, and maybe you're not satisfied that it's working. Try this. It's not a crazy expensive way to get yourself in shape, and you get better sleep as well. Discounts on every bottle now using the DJV code at Calitrin.com. $10 off every bottle. You buy more than three, you get a free bottle. Get to work on saving your life, literally and figuratively, with the Calitrin Safe All-Natural Diet. Calitrin.com, discount code DJV.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Demi Moore is not singing this song. Demi Lovato, however, is. And the reason we're playing a Demi Lovato song is because it has been announced that she'll perform the Star Spangled Banner. Oh, say, can you? Probably not going to sound like that. Your voice isn't that deep. Oh, say, can you? No, I'm not going to sound like that.
Oh, she's going to be. If it sounds like that, she's going to get a lot of backlash from people.
So you're saying I shouldn't be hired to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. That's what you're saying, Kara, right?
Yeah, okay. I might be saying that.
Thank you. Demi took to Instagram yesterday with the news that she's going to be singing, posting an official photo, in fact, with a caption, quote, singing the national anthem at Super Bowl, 56, right? No, 54. I'm looking at the Roman numerals.
Yeah, 54. No one knows how to count Roman numerals.
Yeah, 54.
That high.
Yeah. No, I do. 54. L
you
is
do not.
50. IV is 4. Yeah. 1, V, yeah, it's 54.
An so, IV see. Is to save yourself. Rehydrate.
Right. Yeah. Thank you. See you in Miami. Lovato hasn't performed live since 2018. While being hospitalized for a drug overdose that year in July. She sought treatment and has talked about her sobriety a lot since. Her last single, in fact, was called Sober, released in June of 2018. The Super Bowl last year had Gladys Knight singing the Star Spangled Banner. 2018, the year before that, Pink sang the national anthem. She had the flu even back then, remember? And she still belted it out, man. This year, J-Lo and Shakira are going to headline the halftime show. Super Bowl 54 will be on February the 2nd. Fox is televising the game. It'll be 6:30 in the evening when they all get started. Kickoff after that. Some people will have television stuff on all day long about the game. It is the people are killing themselves out on the field. Fabulous. Okay, that's my commentary. Now let's move on. You know, every hour of the program we have music in the focus during this part of the hour. And so at 26 past, the next person or groups that we're going to focus on are some of the Grammy performers. Jonas Brothers, Camila Cabello. I'm waiting for Karen. I think I'm close there. Getting closer.
Cabello, but, you know, every week we get a little closer.
Right. And Tyler, the creator, have been added to performers at the Grammys. The Recording Academy has announced that this week. The awards taking place on the 26th of this month, which is, what, a week from this Sunday, right? Yeah, a week from this Sunday. For those of you making book or planning for that weekend, Rosalia, her, and Charlie Wilson taking stage on Music's Biggest Night. Bonnie Raitt will play tribute to, paying tribute to Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award winner John Prine. Run DMC will reunite with their Walk This Way cohorts, Aerosmith. That'll be during the band's career-spanning showcase at the Grammys. Previously announced performers, Billie Eilish, Lizzo, Ariana Grande, and a duet between Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton. I saw, or actually I heard a very interesting piece from The View. I think it was yesterday. Billie Eilish was on, and there were a bunch of people in the audience who were backstage, and Billie Eilish went back, and they didn't know it was Billie Eilish, and they were talking about how excited they were to see her, and then it became known that it was her. Kids were screaming like it was a Beatles concert. Grande's appearance is a surprise turnaround from just a year ago when she refused to even attend the ceremony following a spat with the show's producers over song choices in her scheduled performance then. Demi Lovato, also in the news here, not only playing singing the song at the football game, she's also going to be performing for the first time in nearly 3 years at the Grammys. Back to the reference to the overdose. The ceremony hosted by Alicia Keys. And so there you go, 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback. And that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Lowe's is here to help you do it right, to get the appliances right for your style and your budget. Shop in-store or online and get up to 30% off select appliance special values, like a Samsung front-load laundry pair and a champagne finish for just $13.96. That's also up to 30% savings on select refrigerators, dishwashers, and ranges, too. Whatever you need to make updates to your home today, or any day, do it right for less.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The clerk will call the names in groups of four, and senators will present themselves at the desk to sign the oath book.
That's U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts as the impeachment of President Trump reaches the Senate. House impeachment managers went to the upper chamber yesterday. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff read two articles of impeachment aloud. A Senate trial will determine whether Trump is removed from office, and that's going to begin in earnest on Tuesday. Meanwhile, President Trump said of the entire process yesterday,
"Well, I think it should go very quickly. It's a hoax. It's a hoax. Everybody knows that."
The Pentagon originally originally said there were no casualties, but now admits American troops were injured in Iran's missile attack on two bases in Iraq. At least one of around 11 Americans injured received a traumatic head injury. This is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and you made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Keep cooking here on the Friday program, January 17th, DJV. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Victoria is out again today because she hasn't got a voice. Got one of those flu bugs. It sounds like she's really, I think since the passing of her dog, she's been run down. Anyway, so give her a good thought. Matter of fact, one of the things, yesterday I was involved in a conversation with a very dear friend of mine about friendship in and of itself and how we make friends, how we keep friends, how important friends are in our lives. Think about that. All of us, as we head into the weekend, maybe you're going to be doing things, Kara, I'll bet, especially you're going to do things from this point of view, that is spending time with friends. I think, Jennifer, you probably are doing that as well. Friends are so important. But have you ever seen a sort of complete stranger across the room or across the street or across the hallway and sent them, without saying it out loud, something nice? Hey, you look good, or I'd like to be your friend, or something, just in a mental note. Because actually, when you get right down to it, we're all on this planet together. We're not strangers, really. And we ought to be getting, well, maybe it's a way for us to think through how it is that we separate ourselves from other members of the pack. Yeah, you can have different ideas, but that doesn't mean, I mean, we were actually just talking a few minutes ago about what goes on in the Senate, especially where for years and years and years, the people who had been there, even though they were different parties, they were all friends. It was a sort of a club, but they all got along. And wouldn't that be a good example for everybody? Why don't, you know, having Trump get along with people, having people get along with Trump, or maybe at work, some people don't think the boss is right with some of the things that he does, but you can still get along and work with him.
That'd be a two-way street for sure,
unless you just don't want to, unless you don't want to have the conversation, you just wish somebody well. So it's a thought that I would suggest you see somebody that you would like to wish well, even though you don't know them. That's the way to do it. Just think it, because thoughts are things, right? How's that for energizing the base there?
It's also nice to, it's not impossible to say it out loud. I think that's the nice thing about women that I find in communities of women is that they're not afraid to say those things out loud and compliment each other's outfits or what they look like or, you know, things like that. So
I'm
sure having nice thoughts in your head is nice, but it's also nice to say things out loud to people.
It's nice. Less being nicer is nice. The Federal Aviation Administration, still continuing the focus on the air traffic control conversation between the Delta Airlines pilot that took off from LAX the other day and had a problem with the engine. They dumped fuel over a stretch of Los Angeles where there are a number of schools. Apparently, the pilots didn't inform air traffic control. I thought originally that there was a conversation back and forth, and in fact, air traffic control said you better dump fuel so you can get back to the airport. This is something that's not clear at all. I'm not clear about what the rules are. You're supposed to, yeah, if you can, if you're having a problem, get away from wherever there is, usually it happens at a higher altitude anyway, but get away from where there may be, people, but,
See, what I don't understand, if you know the geography of this area, they're very close to the Pacific Ocean. And so I understand that they were probably freaking out a little bit. I imagine that the pilot was probably, I think we'll probably find at the end of all this, the pilot was nervous. And God love him, I understand it. And I'm going to sneeze, so excuse me.
All right, you can sneeze. It is one of the things that is protocol is to vent fuel over unpopulated areas.
Much better. Excuse me.
If you're not over an unpopulated area, then what are you supposed to do?
Well, but the point is that they were coming back, and they were probably already over the ocean. I think he miscalculated where he dumped the fuel. I don't know who told him to do it. Maybe. He probably thought he needed to. They were going to China, so they had a lot of fuel coming out of L.A.
Yep.
So, you know, I can understand why he felt the need to dump it, and that's fine. But he was so close to the ocean, I don't know why he ended up covering six different.
You got a lot of second guessing. I think my point in talking about this is that the news media is full of misinformation when it comes to this, as usual, and is second guessing who said what to whom, even to the point of suggesting that the pilot probably doesn't have a job. I even said that yesterday. I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't have a job anymore. So that Delta can save a little bit of face on this. Let's face it, the 777 is a very well-liked and very solid plane. You don't very often hear of any problems with a 777, and not unlike the 737. People tend to kind of not, who don't know what different planes there are, and if you're going one place, you gladly get on a plane this size, and if you're going someplace else, you're going to get on another plane a different size. But the 777 has 20 years plus of great service. I can't think of one incident, frankly. So it's not.
Well,
really,
let me tell you
plain.
Something funny that about this story. Believe me, there's nothing funny about it, but maybe a bit ironic. Mm-hmm. There was a writer for the LA Times who was documenting this and put it in the newspaper. And in the article, they were talking about the fuel dump, and they were talking to a witness who I can't remember what this guy's name was, but he lives in the area, and he said something to the effect of this. I looked out the window, and I saw shards of glass falling past, so I ran out to see what was going on. Okay.
Shards of glass?
What's wrong with all of that?
Yeah, it's, hello.
Who runs outside if they think shards of glass are falling from the sky?
Yeah. It's just, people don't have
it's the quickest
sense.
Way to be dispatched, but what the shards of glass were, of course, the oil kind of catching the sun probably looked, it looked like glass.
Right, exactly.
It just made me laugh. Like, who in the world? Oh, it's raining glass. Let me go out and check.
All right. We were talking about coffee and coffee makers and what you have found in your research. The fact that coffee makers are crawling with germs and mold. How about that, Carol? Your cup of coffee there this morning. You look at the coffee maker to see what it was. You can see all that grime and stuff. It does stick.
Sometimes, but not all the time. You can't always see it. And
can't see it.
Well, especially with the new coffee makers like the Keurig and other those types of makers. I don't know if people notice it as much or if they clean it at all. I know I used to clean my old traditional coffee maker, but I don't clean my Keurig nearly enough, and that's pretty gross.
Yeah.
So the story that was in USA Today this week said that whether it's a Keurig machine, an espresso machine, or just a regular old coffee maker, it's important that you keep it clean because you are going to get a growth of bacteria, yeast, or even mold. The senior product manager for the National Sanitation Foundation, she's very clean, says that these appliances are relatively harmless as long as clients follow the manufacturer's cleaning directions. However, without routine cleaning, your coffee maker is housing mold and yeast, and it is very likely that it's in there right now.
Yum.
They say, in fact, that the water reservoir, that's the part of the coffee maker that stores the water, it's one of the dirtiest parts in your entire kitchen if it's not cleaned on a regular basis.
Right.
Yeah. They found that 50% of the reservoir sampled in coffee makers had mold or yeast growing in it, and people didn't even know it was there. So foodborne yeast and mold, for people with allergies, it can even cause infections that can be kind of dangerous. You feel pretty yucky. So they said always empty out the unused water in the reservoir, leave the lid off to let it dry out, because some of the organisms, like the damp, moist place, and that's where they like to grow, so you have to eliminate their conditions to prevent it.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Yeah, I'm glad I don't drink coffee. How's that make you? How's your coffee tasting this morning there at the network, Kara?
I need to do some work this weekend.
Yum.
I don't drink coffee, so I wouldn't know.
Oh, that's right.
But another good reason to avoid it, apparently.
That's right, exactly. I've forgotten you didn't drink coffee. That's something else we have in common. So the number 10 story this week, as most of you know, I do, along with Michael Harrison and some of the other talk radio folks like Jennifer, the talk radio countdown show that heard on hundreds of radio stations every weekend around the country. And the number 10 item I'm looking at right now is the Major League Baseball cheating scandal. What's the fallout here in Los Angeles for that, Jennifer?
Well, the city council is going to vote this week, I think, maybe even today, to see if they should if they're going to recommend to Major League Baseball to strip the titles of the Astros and the Red Sox. I think it'll be symbolic. I don't think the city council in L.A. can tell Major League Baseball what to do. But yesterday, this scandal got even worse and broader. I mean, it has blown up. So there's a player, there are two players that played on the Houston Astros during 2017, Altuve, who I think I've never had any use for. He was the one that pulled his eyes to the side like he was Japanese, making fun of Yu Darvish. And I thought that was pretty tasteless during the 2017 series. In any case, he and his teammate, Carlos Beltran, who just was named as the coach of the New York Mets, apparently both of them, it's alleged, had little buzzers under their armpit. And those buzzers were going off to indicate what pitch was coming down towards them, even beyond just the beating on the drums.
Good
and Lord. If that proves to be true, these players are done. Beltran was already fired by the Mets this week, and Altuve, who still is an active player, I mean, I don't think he should be allowed to play baseball again. If they ruin Pete Rose's life for betting on a game,
right?
This is worse than that. This is predicting an outcome.
I'm going to get back to that. Pete Rose had something to say about this, and I didn't get. I saw his picture associated with the story, and I didn't go back to see what he had to say. Did you see what?
I didn't see what he had to say, but Major League Baseball has told like current members of the Dodgers and other teams that they're not allowed to comment on this. And what I thought was really interesting is that yesterday, they're preventing them from talking. Yesterday, the Dodgers, a bunch of them spoke out because this thing just exploded. And so a few of them just said, "To you, heck with you, Major League Baseball, we're talking about this."
Yep.
Because the other piece of the story is that not only did they have the buzzers under their armpits in the Houston Astros, now it was revealed that Mike Trout, who's considered to be one of the best players in baseball, he's on the Angels, is on human growth hormone because he has some sort of health defect. So Alex Wood from the Dodgers said, "I'd much rather play against someone on steroids than someone who's getting buzzed in the armpit," basically, with all of these calls. So it'll be interesting to see how this...
A buzzer in your arm.
Yeah, I mean,
how this all plays out.
You know, if you're on some kind of drug, like, you're stronger, and so you might be able to hit further, but at least you're still able to tell when the ball is coming, and you have to have some kind of skill to hit it. When you've got a buzzer, you've got somebody telling you when to hit it every time. It's just... I don't know. And Altuve was MVP in 2017 when they won.
I can't stand it. I don't hate anybody, but I can't stand him. I never
have. The coach of the Red Sox who worked for the Astros before got fired as well because of his involvement. Oh, listen, he was...
He's a former Dodger, by the way, cheater. He's a turncoat.
Yeah. Well, he played for the Dodgers, and then but
the Houston Astros, of all the corruption in baseball, it comes from this organization, and the fact that the owner of the team has not in some way felt this other than a $5 million fine and some draft picks, it's unbelievable. This is not the first cheating scandal that the Astros have been involved with. They hacked into the Cardinals' computer system to steal information on their players. I mean, really.
Winning at any cost. Along that line, couple of videos of Odell Beckham plays for the Browns were widely shared on social media this week. One of them has him in some legal trouble. He was in Louisiana to watch the LSU game against Clemson in the NCAA championship. Police issued an arrest warrant for him, accusing him of battery connected to a video that seems to show Beckham slapping a security guard's backside.
Oh, he absolutely did. I watched the video.
He did. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, what does that do for? We're slapping him. Is that maybe slapping him?
So
like
disrespectful.
Him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He walked up to him and went whack, like you would to a girl. You know, like if you were trying to harass a woman on the street walking by, whack. Yeah. That's what he did to him.
Nice. Michigan State football coach Mark D'Antonio. Is that everybody? Yeah, that's his name. Had 4.3 million reasons to be happy this week. His vested longevity bonus was placed into effect at a $4.3 million bonus this week. That added to his $4.4 million salary. He'll make $8.7 million. And this is a college football coach, folks. $8.7 million.
Good gig if you can get it.
Right. Michigan State. Wow. That's a lot of money to coach a football team. I think the Ohio State guy gets $4 or $5 million. It's college football, for God's sakes. What's out of whack with that picture? Today, we celebrate Ben Franklin Day. Ben, born on the state, 1706 was the year in Boston. Today is the day. He was an expert in a lot of different subjects, referred to as a polymath. Some of the titles that could be given to him are inventor, scientist, politician, diplomat, civic activist, printer, author, postmaster, mapmaker. He founded, or at least was part of, the beginning of a lot of organizations and groups. The 10th and youngest son of a soap and candle maker. Father's name was Josiah Franklin. Wife was Abia Folger, the second wife, the mother. The elder Franklin wanted his son to follow the path of a preacher, but didn't have the money to send him to school. He attended school up to the age of 10. He began working full-time then at his father's shop. At the age of 12, he was sent to apprentice his older brother, James, who was a printer. In Philadelphia, he found work as an apprentice printer, eventually borrowed money to set up his own printing business, and he bought the Pennsylvania Gazette in 1729, became the most widely read newspaper in the colonies. The Library Company, the first subscription library, founded by Franklin II in 1731. First fire department was organized by Franklin in 1736, elected to the Second Continental Congress, part of the Committee of Five that drafted the Declaration. He was a signer of the Declaration, first Postmaster General of the U.S. How about that? He was just oldest person to sign the Constitution. Just did lots of different stuff. He worked on the abolition of slavery before it was a big thing. He died in April of 1790, so he was, what does that make him, 84. Quite the American, Ben Franklin. All right, Jenner, you got 10 seconds for the big TV show of the day or the night.
The big TV show of the weekend will be the SAG Awards on Sunday night. And, of course, all right, football all weekend long. It's championship. They'll determine the Super Bowl.
We'll be 10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. Ugh, it's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
It's Tech Talk time here with a focus on the top five stories. Victoria Keelan is out, so I'll have the pleasure of setting it up and then hitting it out of the park in the case of these five stories from this week in the world of technology and how they affect you. First, at number five, counting to number one, Vermont has a senator that's introduced legislation this week that would make it illegal for anybody under the age of 21 to own or use a cell phone. I thought this was pretty cool, actually. The bill introduced by a lawmaker who said he wanted to make a point that a cell phone is more dangerous than a gun. If the bill passes, anybody under the age, the legal drinking age, legal smoking age, caught using a cell phone, could face a $1,000 fine. The bill from State Senator John Rogers argues that people under 21 are not developmentally mature enough to safely possess cell phones. He also says using the phones while driving is one of the leading killers of teenagers in the U.S. He's not wrong about that. His bill says that young people frequently use cell phones to bully and threaten other young people, activities that have been linked to many suicides, and goes on to blame the devices for radicalizing and recruiting terrorists and fascists and extremists. You know, he's got pretty good points here. Rogers is a gun rights advocate, too, by the way. He says he introduced the bill to protest the Vermont legislature seems bent on taking away our Second Amendment rights, so let's take away the guns, which is the wrong motivation. If he hadn't done it for that reason, I'm still supportive of that. The states that carry this program in Vermont, you hear me say that, and maybe you like it, maybe you don't, but I think he said he has no delusions the bill's going to pass, but boy, I think it's worthy of a national conversation, frankly. So that's that story from Vermont, number five. Number four this week on the list of the top five tech stories is a focus on Apple, which has launched a new replacement program for the XS, the iPhone XS, the XS Max, and the XR Smart battery cases after charging issues were discovered. Some of the cases may have a problem where they won't charge when they're plugged into power, or they may fail to charge the iPhone. If your model is affected, Apple or one of its authorized service providers will replace it free. At $129, the battery case is not cheap, for sure, but their tight integration with the iPhone means they come with a few advantages. iOS displays the charge level of your battery case in its top notification bar, for example, can also pass data through the battery case, the lightning port in the battery case. If your case is eligible for a replacement, then it might be worth taking it into the Apple Store, regardless of whether it's having a problem or not. You get a newer model, could be less chance of it being a problem in the future. You want to take advantage of the program, then Apple says you'll need to take it to an authorized service provider or an Apple Store, where it will be examined to make sure that it's eligible. If it is, then Apple says it'll dispose of your old model in an environmentally friendly way. The case will be covered for 2 years following their original sale. That's according to Apple. Number three, the phrase OK Boomer, making it to the Supreme Court. The term OK Boomer, because of the usage of it by Chief Justice John Roberts, he was discussing age discrimination at a Supreme Court hearing and whether saying that during a job interview, that is OK Boomer, could qualify as legal evidence. The moment came during a case hearing for a case called Babb versus Wilkie, which the plaintiff, a fellow named Norris Babb, was in her early 50s at the time of the incident, alleged that there was she was denied a promotion from the Department of Veterans Affairs based on her age and her gender. During questioning, the justice asked if hiring a person, if you were to say, okay, boomer, is that actionable? According to the court transcript, the question was met with laughter. Ultimately, the court moved on after noting that it would likely be actionable if the term was used as a way to negatively judge a job candidate, especially if done so against a younger alternative. I don't know. Does that seem like a stretch? Seems like a little bit of a stretch to me. But anyway, it's something that people are talking about. Here's something that a lot of people in my neck of the woods are talking about. The Bose Corporation, which is headquartered in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, planning to close all its retail stores here in North America, around Europe and Japan and Australia. The decision was announced. The fact that headphones and speakers and other products are increasingly purchased through e-commerce is the reason. A lot of employees are going to be laid off. Bose opened its first retail store in 1993, has locations in a lot of shopping centers around the country. They're going to keep some stores open in other countries, but not in this circumstance. This is, I don't know, I guess it is what it is, part of what we call progress. And the number one story, cyber crooks are targeting retirement accounts. Be on the alert. You don't have a habit of opening your retirement account paper statements. You may want to start now because a lot of cyber crooks are siphoning money out of these retirement accounts. And if you don't look at it all the time, you won't know. So be wary of responding to or opening attachments on your email links, too, about financial.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.